The Immigrant Council of Ireland is today reporting a big increase in the number of people using its helpline last year. The organisation says it answered some 5,000 calls during 2019. That's an increase of 1,500 on the previous year. Brian Killoran is the council's CEO and he's on the line now and can tell us more. Very good morning, Brian Killoran. Thanks for talking to us this morning. So what's driving this big increase in calls during last year? Who's calling you and why?
Well, we, as you say, experienced a significant increase in our calls last year, which has been maintained this year, albeit we are working in different circumstances because of the pandemic. I suppose what drives the people coming to our service is access to justice, essentially. People looking for information about how to navigate our immigration system, how to get from positions of being students into positions of being workers, how to get to a more permanent and secure immigration status. But also family plays a huge part in it. It's about family reunification, how people can get spouses into the state, what their rights are when they get here. We have a slightly opaque immigration system in Ireland, a lot of which is based on discretion. So the policies are there, but it very much varies based on the person making the application. And there's not a lot of legal rights and entitlements. So in those circumstances, it's very hard for people to know what will happen when they make an immigration application. And we try to help them to navigate that process through our helpline and through our legal services.
And are you finding yourself taking calls both from people who are here already and involved in the process of with the department, as well as people from living abroad who want to move here?
The vast majority are people who are here in Ireland. So they've made Ireland their home and they're looking to get, as I say, to a more secure status, or trying to find out what the implications are of their immigration status on other things. Like, what does it mean for my education? What does it mean for my social welfare if I need it? What does it mean for my employment? So it is predominantly people that are here, but it is also people that are looking to come here as well. We've taken calls from many countries around the world, sometimes from Irish citizens as well, who are returning to Ireland and bringing spouses and partners with them, wondering what will happen to those spouses and partners when they get here.
You've also been involved in recent times in an initiative to counter racism, which obviously is very much in people's minds at the moment with what's been happening in the United States. And in your particular initiative has focused on public transport and the public transport system as an area where people just integrate a lot and provides an opportunity to confront racist attitudes.
Absolutely. Well, I suppose the day-to-day work of our anti-racism work is supporting victims of racism. So we do provide a support service for people who can contact the organisation and get support if they've experienced something, try to find out how they might remedy the situation they're in. And sometimes it's just emotional support, having somebody to talk to, having gone through something quite difficult. But every year then as well, we work with the public transport providers across all of Ireland to do an annual campaign. And public transport's a great place to do that because it's a real source, a real point of integration for all of us. Everybody uses public transport every day, or to a large extent at least, or in normal circumstances anyway. And it is a place where actually the staff are quite diverse and the users of public transport are quite diverse. So it sends out a message, first of all, that public transport does not tolerate incidents of racism, but it also gives us as an organisation the opportunity to say, and if you do experience something, come and get some support, because the only way we'll resolve these things is by working in unison together and giving a space for people to actually talk about what's happened to them and actually give providers like public transport providers the opportunity to push back and say, you know what, as a public space, mm-hmm. we don't tolerate this either.
And just one last question about current circumstances. Many, I think people will perhaps expect that many of those in the migrant community are working very often in frontline occupations and as a result, perhaps are at greater risk during this pandemic. Is that something that's been coming through as well?
Well, the vast majority of our calls on our helpline at the moment are COVID-19 related, and they come from people from a migrant background who are working largely in essential jobs in the healthcare system and in very important places within Irish society. And the impact on them is significant because largely a lot of the time their immigration status is quite fragile and they're wondering what the impact of that will be. So for us, that does highlight, first of all, the significant impact of migrants to Irish society working in very key sectors, but also our need to support them, to reform our immigration system, to make sure that we are supporting them adequately, to give them security. Ireland is their home and they need to stay here. But also in the broader scheme of things, we have to address integration, we have to address anti-racism, we have to have a national plan to make sure that people from a migrant background in Ireland are provided with the appropriate supports, that if they experience things like racism, we're prepared for that. We're not just reacting to it, we're planning ahead for it.
Brian, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning. That was Brian Killoran from the Emigrant Council of Ireland.